All right. Good morning, y'all. Welcome back to another Thursday. I can't believe we are back. We made it. Thursday, come out of the wilderness prayer. And my apologies to the folks on the Facebook streets. StreamYard isn't friendly. So if you're on YouTube and if you don't mind sharing out to Facebook, I've already dropped it. We're on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter or X. And also good morning to the folks watching on Parade Deck Live, the Faith channel. If I missed anybody, y'all, I'm sorry. But this is going to be more of an encouragement, less of a teaching today. And we're talking about perseverance. And so we're calling March, the theme for March is moving forward, right? So a lot of us, we've had, you know, we start out the year in January talking about our vision and strategy for this year and our plans. And, you know, if you missed it, go on to the Mrs. Pie YouTube channel. You'll find we had a SOAR event that kind of laid the groundwork for soaring higher this year. In February, we were talking about matters of the heart. So getting our hearts in the right posture to receive and also to give this year. And now we're in March and we're just encouraging each other really about how we move forward. And I really thought about, you know, I really was struggling with how to talk about perseverance this morning. And the Lord was like, now I'm just going to come to y'all from my heart. Obviously I'm going to do it with scripture. So good morning to everybody who's watching wherever you are. And I'm praying that this is going to bless you. I think it's really going to bless somebody, whether you're watching the live or the replay or the podcast, wherever you're catching this from. So before we go further, we just invite you, Holy Spirit, to run this live as you always do. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us another day. You've given us breath, and we're so grateful that that you are, God, you're concerned about your children. You're concerned about us. We thank you for continuing to teach us and lead us and guide us through the Holy Spirit. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our jobs. We thank you for the prospects of jobs. We thank you for the strength that only comes from you and the encouragement. We thank you for placing people in our lives, Lord God, to help to encourage us. And maybe we're the ones that are meant to encourage other people. And for those, I ask that you will give them just a renewal of mind and heart that this morning that they'll be able to have the strength and the mental capacity and the emotional capacity even to be an encourager and an inspiration to the people you place in our lives. So we just thank you, Lord, and we just usher you in and ask that you will use me, this broken and chipped vessel, to bless somebody today. And I ask all these things in your son's name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Y'all, I don't do this by myself, okay? I come ready. So there's a Bible verse that I wanted to share. I don't think I need to share my screen for this one. I'm dropping it in the chat and I'm going to raise it up here. And this is Philippians 3 verses 13 through 14. And this is the ESV version. And this is what it says. It says, "Brothers, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do." Here's the first part. "Forgetting what lies behind," that's the first part, "and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." So how this relates to us, I was thinking about the first part, about forgetting what lies behind. Part of perseverance is, y'all, is having the ability to let go when things, you know, maybe some things didn't work out. Again, I know I have a large audience on LinkedIn Streets, and there are a lot of people who are doing very well in business, but there are a lot of people in my network that are not. They are going through a rough season trying to find their next jobs, and people who have been looking for jobs for quite some time, or maybe you're that person, you've been holding out for that promotion, or maybe you've been looking for the next business deal. So I'm going to be speaking encouragement to those people today who are at a point where it's March and you're tired. You know, it's March and you're already tired. And so I'm going to be speaking a message of encouragement to those people. For those of you who are, you know, this is your winning season. You know, we're also going to be praying for you to continue this race, right? So that you can keep meeting those goals and keep winning, as we say. But for those of y'all who just need a little bit of a word of encouragement, I just wanted to come on and share some of that. And And again, if you're the ones that are the encouragers in your family, on your job, in your community, et cetera, maybe this is going to help you as well. But when the verse talks about forgetting what lies behind, the way that I have that in my spirit, it's not that you forget like all the bad stuff that's happened. It's not that you forget the disappointments. Part of how we persevere, part of how we build up our soul, our spirits to strain forward. Sometimes that straining forward really looks like you're pushing a you're pushing something uphill. You're pushing through. Maybe it's you're pushing through your mindset and the way you used to do things. You know, maybe you're pushing against some challenges financially. You're straining forward because what lies ahead, you believe that there's greater promises, a better job, a better marriage, a better health report, better relationship with your children, more improved finances, whatever it is that you're trying to strain forward towards. And it does require sometimes having to let go of disappointments, right? It's very hard to encourage your soul when you're still focusing, you're still carrying the carcass of things that didn't work out, things that failed, people that failed you, the lies you were told, like all those things. And so I always find it interesting when I'm talking to people who are considered very successful and, in business or in life, right? Again, success could mean you're the best, you know, stay-at-home mom there is and your kids are healthy and happy. That's success, all right? It's not just having a paycheck outside the house. But I think about, I'm talking to some of these people, one thing that they have in common is they're not carrying the carcass of what didn't work out, the last slight that person did to you. You have to be able to have the spirit of forgiveness. You have to be able to let go, even forgiving yourself for things that didn't work out. You know, maybe you tried, maybe you tried this business deal, or maybe you tried a new skill, or you tried a new something and it didn't work out. You have to be able to let that thing go and not drag that carcass, because the more you drag that with you, that you're not going to be able to persevere. It slows you down. And so you're going to become frustrated and miserable and bitter because you're dragging these carcasses of all the things that didn't work out. So may I encourage you this morning to let that stuff go. Even the people, okay? Even the people, if you've got folks around you, they're part of that carcass. You know, maybe it's time, in order for you to move forward, you've got to be able to let go of some of those things that happen, right? And straining forward to what? Do you have any idea of what it is that you're straining forward to? What does that mean for you? Are you clear in your vision of where you're trying to get to? And that, again, is so important, because as you're trying to build up your own perseverance, you got to know where you're going, right? You got to know where you're going. What are you trying to get to? What is it that you're trying to accomplish, right? The word says, I do not consider that I have made it my own. I'm not even thinking about how I'm doing this by myself, because I'm so gracious. I'm so grateful that God has placed people around me. Do you pray for God to send you, those divine helpers, those helpers that he's assigned, or those helpers that people he's placed in your life? And when they show up, do you know who they are? Because they don't always look like what you think. And so you might be straining and persevering and you're worn out and you're tired and you're asking God for help. And he sent you help, but he might have sent you help in the form of a colleague who you don't care for. But that person was put in your life so they can irritate your spirit so you can keep moving forward, so you don't stand still. Right? Divine help isn't always the person that shows up and, they're just cheering you on. Sometimes it shows up as challenges that are meant to just, keep you moving forward, right? I call it encouragement through challenge, And so now your mindset is, I just want to keep moving forward. I want to persevere. I want to hold on. So I want to encourage you to hold on this morning. I just want to encourage you to hold on. There's another verse, this is James 1:12. It says, blessed is a man who remains steadfast under trial. And it talks about receiving the crown of life that God's promised to him. Blessed is a man who remains steadfast under trial. So there are going to be trials. It's not, you know, nowhere in the Bible anywhere does it say that you're not going to have trials and tests and tribulation, because we're living. This life is lifing, right? But it's being able to remain steadfast, to not be shaken. What is your foundation? So that when the storms come, you're not, you know, when the storms of life come, you don't just throw your hands up and, oh, there's no God because I'm being impacted. Oh, there's no God because my health is being impacted. Oh, there's no God because there is death. Oh, there's no God. There's a whole list of things that happen to us that we could really quickly, if we're not grounded in our foundation, if we don't believe what God has for us or who he says we are, literally your foundation gets shaken when something happens. And really quickly, you start believing what men say. You start following pastors. I call them TikTok pastors, right? You start following performance pastors, okay? You start following that thing because you're looking for that quick high. But that high only lasts for a moment. And then what happens when the storm comes? Your foundation has been shaken because you've been putting your faith in men. And so it's hard to press forward and persevere when your faith is in men, when your strength comes from what people might say. And so I encourage those of you who are going through these things right now, who are really having to persevere to really hold on, I encourage you to hold on. Just a little while longer. Just hold on just a little while longer. Don't lose hope and don't lose faith. Don't lose hope and don't lose faith. I know that even in the hardest of times, that all things are working together for my good. Because I believe what the word says about me. And the same thing that God says about me is the same thing he's saying about you. Same thing. I'm no better than you in his eyes. And so I just want to encourage you, those of you who are straining forward, don't lose hope. If you're in the job market, maybe it's one more resume, it's one more application, don't lose hope. If you've been on the job market for months or even a year or years, please don't lose hope. If you're trying to heal your marriage or improve your relationship with your kids, don't lose hope. If you're in a season where, you know, man, I'm winning this season and I want to keep this going. Even for you, there's going to be a time period where you're going to be tested, right? Because life is lifing, right? Even for you, don't lose hope. And for those of you who are filled with encouragement and you're an overflow of blessings right now, and this is your winning season, can I ask you to just encourage your neighbor? Maybe it's a colleague that you see, they're really struggling right now, right? Maybe today is the day that you just send a nice note to somebody. Hey, I'm just checking in. I hope things are going well. Sometimes that's all people need, but don't lose hope and persevere. Hang in there and press on toward the goal, because all things are working together for your good. And Father, how grateful we are that your word stands true, that your covenant with us will never go away, that your word is true until the end of time, that all things, even when it doesn't make sense to us, all things are still working together for the good of those who love you. And Lord, may I ask that you will give us all a renewal in mind and heart and spirit this morning, not to lose hope in spite of everything that's happening around us. And I pray for every person under the sound of my voice who's exhausted, who's just tired emotionally and physically and mentally. Lord God, maybe it's with their children, their spouses, their colleagues, life, bills, whatever it is. Lord, can I ask, Lord God, that you just bless us all with just a renewal of the mind and just give us peace in the situations that we're in. Oh God, I ask that you would just bless every single person listening, that they don't lose hope, and that you will send help. And let them know, give us the wisdom to know when it's the right help. Give us the wisdom to know what help looks like so that we don't miss the opportunities when they show up. maybe help is this help this morning is for somebody by the sound of my voice breathing hope into their lives. Maybe that is the help you need. And I pray that you'll take the seed of hope and plant it somewhere else. And as we are in overflow of blessings, those of us who have been really blessed and highly favored, Lord God, that we're not selfish with that and that we're blessing other people and that we're sharing that favor. And so we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for continuing to watch over us and just building us, our building up our hope and help us to persevere through all the tests and trials of life. And may they come to see you as I see you, and that your glory will follow them wherever they go. Amen. Amen. I hope that blessed somebody. I just felt that this was a moment. This is a time that we just encourage each other. And as you're encouraged, y'all, encourage somebody else. Maybe it's your children before they leave for school this morning. Just encourage the people around you. Amen. These are things you can do. You don't have to throw it up on the social media streets. Just go encourage somebody else. So I pray this bless you. I thank you so much for watching. I will be back next Thursday. You're more than welcome. We have a prayer ministry and we pray live every Monday, every Tuesday. It's called Come Out of the Wilderness. You can find us on the Facebook streets. You can go to graceandgritmedia.com and come and attend one of our free events. They're free. Most of them are virtual. We're launching a prayer phone line in May so that you'll be able to call in on Thursdays twice a day. If you need a number to call, we're going to launch that in May. You can also find out the phone numbers and put them in your phone to, give it to your friends. And in May, we're going to launch that because we want to help people. We want to come alongside and pray for you. So I pray that this bless you. Please don't forget, if you're on the YouTube streets, to like this video because this helps us to reach more people, which is our intention. We want to help more people. And God bless you. Y'all take care. Bye.